Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from Orange County Library System, offering enriching programs and resources for seniors at 15 locations throughout the county, with hands-on workshops, expert-led seminars, and more. A complete list of programs is available at ocls.org/senior/events.
Drinking recycled water? In Central Florida, that day could soon come. You're listening to The Wrap from Central Florida Public Media. I'm Brendan Byrne. As of this year, Florida rules allow for reclaimed water, or recycled wastewater, to be treated and distributed for drinking. While no utilities in the state are actually doing this yet, some in the water industry say that day is likely not too far off. There's already a facility in Altamont Springs with the technology to treat reclaimed water to drinking water standards. The city says the system is proven and safe.
The decision about when this type of water is integrated with drinking water systems, that's a decision for the folks in Tallahassee. The water itself is ready. The question is, are the users ready?
A regional water supply plan identifies reclaimed water as one key alternative water source Central Florida will need to use to avoid running out of water by the year 2045. How regulators are trying to expand the water pie, that's ahead on The Wrap, the big stories this week from Central Florida Public Media. But first, these headlines. Governor Ron DeSantis is proposing a $117 billion budget for his final year in office. As Central Florida Public Media's Marion Summerall reports, with a focus on education, teachers would see salary increases if the legislature implements the governor's recommendations.
In what he calls the Floridians' first budget, over $1.5 billion would be allocated to increase teachers' salaries in the next fiscal year. In addition to teachers, the proposal calls for billions of dollars for the state college and university systems, early childhood education, and the K-12 education budget. DeSantis wants the state's Bright Futures Scholarship Program to remain in place.
It's putting our people first and making sure we're good stewards, but also making sure that the needs that we have are being addressed.
In addition to education, the budget proposal includes a law enforcement recruitment bonus program, funding for the Everglades, and more. It's now up to the state legislature to create the budget during its next legislative session, which begins next month. Marion Summerall, Central Florida Public Media.
A proposed constitutional amendment that would increase the homestead property tax exemption for residents who have property insurance is ready to go to the Florida House when the 2026 legislative session starts. The Republican-controlled House Ways and Means Committee approved the measure this week. Currently, homeowners can qualify for homestead tax exemptions from local government and school district taxes on the first $25,000 of the assessed values of their properties, and from local government taxes on the values between $50,000 and $75,000. The new plan would apply to home values between $25,000 and $250,000, though it would not apply to school taxes. The State Revenue Estimating Conference projects the proposal would annually cut local government revenue by $8.6 billion. House sponsor Demi Bousada, a Republican, says local governments need to prioritize how they are spending taxpayer money.
This House joint resolution will go to the ballot and the voters will decide next November. I do put my faith and trust in the voters that they can make a decision of how they want their property taxes to be assessed.
Democrats, including Representative Kelly Skidmore, feel the measure could result in cuts to needed services and environmental protections without addressing increased property insurance costs.
This is a political stunt. This is not policy. All of these joint resolutions are about politics, not about saving homeowners money, not about creating economic stability for our counties and our cities.
The measure is one of eight property tax proposals that the House released in October. If approved by lawmakers during the 2026 session, they would need approval from at least 60% of voters in November. The Orange County School Board has renewed its contract with a Tennessee company that helps combat the district's declining enrollment by recruiting students to return to public schools. Central Florida Public Media's Joe Burns has more.
Orange County public school officials say Case of Public Strategy recruited more than 1,900 students this calendar year, earning $1.8 million under the current contract. The district finds itself in competition with other schools for per-student state funding. OCPS enrollment dropped 2.9% this school year, costing the district about $50 million, and prompting talk of possible school closures.
That was Joe Burns reporting. These stories and more on our website. Visit cfpublic.org. Conservative Jonah Scott and independent Jaden Souza agree on more than they initially thought, going simply based on titles. They sat down to take one small step to bridge a political divide.
Was I who you expected me to be?
Actually, no.
Why
if
not?
I'm being honest, I suppose I'm just used to people being sort of unreasonable, for lack of a better term.
Hear more from that one small step conversation. That's online at cfpublic.org. As of this year, Florida rules allow for reclaimed water or recycled wastewater to be treated and distributed for drinking. No utilities in the state are actually doing it yet. But with a water shortage projected in the next 20 years, that day will likely be coming soon. Central Florida Public Media's environment reporter Molly Durig explains.
I'm in Altamont Springs at Pure Alta, the first dual water wastewater system in the southeastern United States. The facility uses technology like ultraviolet radiation to treat reclaimed water, recycled wastewater, and stormwater until it's safe to drink. And I'm about to try some. There's no sink here, so city manager Frank Martz turns a knob on one of the pipes and out flows the water, clear and odorless.
This water I'm about to drink. Yeah, tastes completely normal.
If you hadn't told me this was recycled wastewater, I wouldn't have known. Since I do know where this water ultimately comes from, drinking it still feels a little strange. But Martz, plus many water engineers and scientists, say it's perfectly safe.
It is chemically clean. It is biologically clean.
But me being able to drink this recycled water that used to be wastewater didn't happen overnight. The practice of reclaiming water for other uses, like irrigation, has a deep history here in Central Florida.
What is the adage? Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink,
yeah, right?
That's Orlando Public Works Director Corey Knight. He knows the irony well, working for a water utility in Central Florida.
It's like everything else. When you have plenty of water, you never worry about not having it. What we don't want to do is put ourselves in a situation where at some point down the road, when we are dealing with drought conditions, then we start to worry about it.
Knight knows Central Florida's water supply isn't unlimited. That's despite millions of gallons of fresh water flowing naturally every day in this region through an underground aquifer system. The groundwater from that aquifer is the main source of drinking water for most Central Floridians. But as the region grows, it's tapping out that source. In 20 years, Central Florida's population will likely be about 40% larger, and so will the region's water demand. We're about 30 miles away from Pure Alta in Christmas at the Orlando Wetlands Park.
This is the world's first large-scale constructed wetland treatment system to treat kind of municipal reclaimed water.
That's Orlando Wetlands manager Mark Sees. He says the reclaimed water here flows in after being treated at a wastewater plant in nearby Seminole County. Here, the water gets a second round of treatment as it moves slowly through the wetlands, what Sees calls the kidneys of Earth. An average of 15.5 million gallons of reclaimed water flow into the wetlands every day. The water flows out into the St. Johns River, cleaner than when it came in.
As it's passing through all of these submerged aquatic plants, they're using the nitrogen and phosphorus that's in the water and cleaning it. And I will tell you that when we finish with the water, we meet all of the drinking water standards except for color.
Tannic acid from all the vegetation here turns the water a brown, tea-like color. C says drinking it wouldn't hurt you. But perception is key, and brown water isn't exactly something most people want to drink. Florida Atlantic University engineering professor Fred Bletcher knows that's true.
We had four jars of water, and we asked them, which one do you want to drink?
Bletcher says years ago, when he was working for the water and sewer utility in Naples, his team set up a table at the mall for a community outreach day. They set out jars of raw wastewater, water from a well, and drinking water.
And then we had reclaimed water that was crystal clear. And every single person that came says, I want to drink the crystal clear one. And said, thank you very much. You just chose reclaimed wastewater. And then they were like, oh, but it was a conversation.
Bletcher has worked on some of the very first studies examining the risks with using reclaimed water in different ways, including for drinking. And he says reclaimed water in Florida is definitely headed in that direction.
It absolutely is going to conversion to drinking water.
Bletcher says recycling wastewater and turning it into drinking water is safe and efficient.
It's kind of the continuous pie. The pie is always there. It's the same pie we're using over and over and over again, right? So it's not like you need more water.
And Bletcher says as Central Florida grows, the region needs to maximize its water supply.
People are not going to stop moving down here.
But not everyone is sold on drinking recycled water. Daytona Beach resident Greg Gimbert says he'd rather see more efforts to control growth and development.
If the goal is continued and unrestrained development, they're doing the cheapest thing they can.
Gimbert is opposed to drinking recycled water, what critics call toilet to tap. And he doesn't buy the argument that it's inevitable for Central Florida.
They're already framing it as though we have an obligation to take all comers, that we have an obligation, we have an option, but we don't have the obligation to limit our own reasonable water supply to make room for one more.
Earlier this year, Gimbert says he tried working with some local political candidates to mobilize a campaign against so-called toilet to tap. Although some candidates were initially interested, Gimbert says, the movement ultimately fizzled out.
What I came away with is that it's too early right now. Everybody's too happy to be patted on the head and told it's going to be okay, it's not in your lifetime. I'm hoping people will come to accept the inevitability of this coming to them, not just in their lifetime, but in their near-term future, if they don't mobilize to stop it now.
Back at Peralta in Altamont Springs, Frank Mart says the technology here is the way of the future. All Florida needs to do is say when.
The decision about when this type of water is integrated with drinking water systems, that's a decision for the folks in Tallahassee. The water itself is ready. The question is, are the users ready?
Molly Durig, Central Florida Public Media.
What might it take for people to be okay with drinking what used to be wastewater? Some scientists say all you need is time and maybe exposure to people already doing it. Molly Durig explores those efforts in the second part of her series on reclaimed water. You can get it online at cfpublic.org. That's it for the wrap this week. This podcast is produced by Central Florida Public Media with editorial assistance from news director LaToya Dennis. I'm Brendan Byrne. This is The Wrap.